Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The consumer review company Angie's List says it will create up to 500 new jobs here by 2015 as it expands its Indianapolis headquarters. The company will spend more than $11 million to renovate properties around its Near East Side campus along Washington Street. The jobs are expected across the board in sales, member services, and IT. Questions about inspections linger in the wake of Saturday's fatal stage roof collapse at the Indiana State Fair. Fair officials haven't said if the stage and rigging were inspected. An Indiana Department of Homeland Security spokesman says neither the fire marshal nor Homeland Security officials conduct inspections, and the city doesn't have the authority to inspect items on state property. Indiana Occupational Safety and Health Administration inspectors will be looking at the weather and any potential structural or design flaws. The state fair has created a special fund after donations that so far total in the thousands of dollars started coming in. Donations will benefit the families of the five people who died and the more than 40 other people who were injured. The fund will be administered by the Indiana State Fair Commission and the Central Indiana Community Foundation. And a southern Indiana sheriff is suing his own county in a bid to get the money he claims to need to properly run his department and jail. Clark County Sheriff Danny Rodden filed a lawsuit Monday asking the courts to require the county council to provide him with at least $1.6 million. The council says it doesn't have it. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with highs near 85. Clear tonight, low 61. Partly sunny on Thursday with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.